are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Asian Wave 101 on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. If I didn't meet you last week, my name is Michelle and I will be co-hosting this show with the always awesome Steve.
Yay. Hey, I'm still here. You can't get rid of me that easily now. Sup guys, this is Steve Zhang for Asian Wave 101. Thanks for tuning in today and supporting the show. And of course, my new co-host, Michelle Kim. Everyone, round of applause once more, okay?
Woo!
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, so how was your week? Last week, you came on for the first time, so how was that?
Yeah, I think I'm getting the hang of it a little bit more this time. Thanks, Steve, once again, for inviting me out today.
Okay. Yeah, excellent. So we'll just get right into it right now. And now for the first song of the day, it's from My World, if you will. It's by Mandarin singer Fish Liang. Now, that is a very strange name. I think I talked to you about this before, actually. It is a very strange name, but the meaning behind her name is that because she's a Malaysian singer, but her roots are Cantonese. She's from South China.
Oh.
And the last syllable, I guess you could say, in her Cantonese name, it's pronounced, the way it's pronounced, it actually kind of sounds like the word fish. So she chose the name Fish Liang.
That's very unique.
It's a very strange one. So the song I have from her today is called 会过去. Which means more or less this will pass, or at least this too shall pass. It's about having to deal with this pain of lost love. It's miserable. Mm. It seems to go on and on. But after a while, you kind of come to this realization that the past needs to remain in the past. And as your head gets clearer, you become, I guess, you get this sense of clarity. You're thinking straighter, and then you realize that, okay, maybe this isn't so bad. It's going to pass all the same. So, Michelle, Mandarin pop is still kind of new to you. Have you actually heard anything like this before?
Nope. I haven't even heard of, like, the fish singer lady. I'm going to call her that because she seems really unique. It's such a positive song, I think, to start off our show with. I like it, yeah.
Okay, so we'll listen to that song right now, and afterwards, we got some more music on Asian Wave 101.
Woo!
So, first up, though, Fish Liang, This Will Pass.
Gun love. 去的，过去的在过去晃着。
That was This Will Pass by Fish Leong, one of the Mandopop industry's premier ballad singers. She's so loved for her songs that she was actually given the name Queen of Love Songs, and she's been in the industry for a very long time now, and she's still going strong. And of course, I got a bit of a newbie to the Mandarin pop music in here with me today. So, Michelle, do you like that song?
I thought it was amazing. I can tell why she's the Queen of Love Songs. You could feel the sadness of, you know, this heartbreak in her voice, but the overall lightness of the song just showed this empowering, like, I can move forward. And I think it was an amazing song. I loved it. I think I'm one of her new fans now.
Oh, yay. Look at that. I'm succeeding in my job already. Would you look at that? Damn, this is easy. Nah. Anyway, yeah. But she's taking some time away from the industry right now. She is actually newly a mama.
Oh, congratulations.
So hopefully she's, you know, taking good rest, being with the family and all. But right. Hopefully she'll be back before long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to throw this over to the K-pop world now, Ooh. Though. Michelle has the next track lined up for us. So let us know. What have you got for us today, Michelle?
All right, so we have a single from Ha Ha. If you don't know him, he is actually born in Germany, and he's known for his reggae music. He's also a comedian. He's doing a show called Running Man and a couple other variety Korean shows. He also did a popular sitcom, so he did a little bit of acting as well. Today we're going to listen to his song called Rosa, and he's going to be talking about his love, Rosa. I just wanted to, you know, say one little line from his song. I think it was really funny. Me, Steve and I both looked it up and we just were laughing. So, quote unquote, I want to eat curry today, but I'm not going to put onions in it. It's actually really good, but it makes me cry just like you, my Rosa. So with that being said, let's listen to the Ha Ha song, Rosa.
Okay, Ha Ha Rosa coming up next.
Rosa, 카레를 먹고 싶어 New
I break the right on my day
양파는 넣지 않을래
아, yeah, 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 yeah.
확실히 맛은 있는데
right on.
너처럼 날 울게 만들어 my Rosa 나 사랑에 빠진 것 같아 하루에 몇 번씩 울게 되는지 노래를 부르면 너를 볼 수 있을까 해서 노래 부르네 My Rosa
Let's sing Rosa
Rosa Oh 내 사랑 Rosa
Right on your mind stand
Rosa 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 Rosa
I want your bum on the dina
Rosa Oh 내 사랑 Rosa
Right on
Rosa 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 살아가는 것 때문에 머리가 아픈데 오늘도 노래 불러 사랑의 세레나데 세상에 죄가 많은 걸 나도 아는데 영만 있으면 뭔가 될 것도 같은데 오늘도 기다렸나 집 앞에서 사랑을 말해줘 내 품 안에서 노래를 부를게 바로 내 옆에서 진짜 이 노래 나랑 로사야지 나 사랑에 빠진 것 같아 하루에 몇 번씩 울게 되는지 노래를 부르면 너를 볼 수 있을까 해서 노래 부르네 My Rosa
Let's sing Rosa
Rosa Oh 내 사랑 Rosa
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 Rosa, 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 Rosa. Rosa, oh, me saran Rosa.
Ay, ay, ay.
Rosa, 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 Rosa.
Break out your break out. Rosa,
say,
Rosa,
say. 내 눈을 봐, 내 마음을 읽어봐. 원하는 대로 와, my baby.
Rosa,
say,
Rosa,
say. 내 눈을 봐, 내 마음을 읽어봐. 원하는 대로 what? Say,
Rosa,
yeah.
어, 내 사랑 Rosa,
Rosa,
Rosa, Rosa, Rosa, Rosa, Rosa.
Rosa, Bang Rosa, Son Rosa.
And that was Haha's Rosa, very reggae, chill music. I know that Haha actually has like a Jamaican flag in his house. He is a huge Bob Marley fan. Steve, tell me what you thought of this kind of different K-pop song.
It was very interesting for sure. Because, you know, I'm a big hip-hop fan. I'm a big fan of R&B music as well. And you can kind of hear the roots in of reggae for those genres. Because, you know, the root of hip-hop music is Jamaican music.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, I just can't seem to imagine Haha as a singer right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you watch him on Running Man, he kind of has this image of being, I think they call him Traitor.
Yep. Yeah, also a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, yeah. But no, it's cool. I like the sound that he has. It's very reggae, very reminiscent of the old reggae sound that a lot of us love so dearly.
Right.
No, I think it's cool. This is music at its finest, you know, because every music industry has got these different facets, got these different faces.
Exactly.
But it's cool. I liked it. Yeah.
Not many people even know that there's a reggae section in Korean music industry. So I was very surprised to hear Haha actually be, you know, one of these reggae music makers. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. So the next song you lined up for us as well, Michelle, what might that be?
All right, so second time for the K-pop industry. If you know Ailee, she's a very new-ish singer. She's actually under YMC Entertainment. And this song that we're going to play, Heaven, it was her very first single a couple years ago. She had to learn Korean. She didn't know. She had come from America. And they actually call her almost the Whitney Houston of Korea. She has a very soulish voice. And I love her. I love her. Very good singer. Still very young as well. So we're going to be listening to Heaven by Ailee.
Yeah. See, I'm a big fan of Ailee as well. And I think that she is really someone unique.
Yeah.
A real gem in the Korean music industry.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I feel like lately she hasn't really been kind of able to create the magic of
yes.
Heaven. Because Heaven
yes.
is a very good single.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good song.
Yep.
And I feel like that the industry is just so caught up in trying to push her label as Korea's Whitney Houston or Korea's Beyonce that they're turning her almost into a carbon copy.
Right.
Of those artists.
Right.
So lately she's just been putting out these songs where composers seem to just try so hard to make her belt out notes like nothing else.
Yeah.
They seem determined to make her out sing instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for me at least, I really like it when the instrumentals and the vocals complement each other.
Exactly.
So those are just my two cents at least, but that's a discussion for another time.
Yep. So, I totally know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ailee, Heaven coming up next.
네가 있는 곳에 나도 함께 할게 네가 가는 곳에 나도 함께 갈게 널 위해서 매일 웃고 널 위해서 기도하고 네 생각에 잠들
was Ailee's Heaven, her single from a couple years ago when she first debuted. Yeah, Steve was talking a little bit about how her songs right now are not, you know, really showcasing her true talent. They're kind of putting her in a little box, like the K-pop industry does sometimes. What did you think of Heaven?
I really liked Heaven. That was, you know, for a lot of us, that was the first Korean song that we heard from Ailee.
Right.
And funnily enough is that she actually used to do YouTube covers and the YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Yep,
I was actually, yeah, I was actually listening to her and subscribed to her before she actually went to Korea.
Ooh.
So, I guess that's a very weird thing to say, or very thought I'd throw it out there, if
right,
you will.
Right.
But no, she's just definitely, she just explodes with talent, nothing
oh,
but
yeah.
gifted.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Her range mm-hmm. of vocals is astounding. It's pretty amazing.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we hear more from her in the future.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
All right, so you got the next song for us, Steve?
Yeah, we're going to bring this over back to Mandopop now.
Ooh.
And I have a song here from the one and only Wang Feng, the new icon of Chinese rock music.
Cool.
The song is actually one of his more recent tracks. It was released in late 2013 on his 2-CD album, Born in Hesitation. And the song is called Jia De Man Du the Feng Ling, which that's a very
Whoa.
yeah okay, so because my Chinese is not the greatest either, so I'll just say that again for effect. Jia De Man Du the Feng Ling, which really what it translates literally to Kathmandu's wind chimes.
Wow.
So I feel like I should explain the idea behind this song.
Yes,
a bit.
Yes.
So this song is a rock song, but it's also a love song. And some of the lyrics translate to, baby, you know our fighting is useless. You may as well lay back into my embrace and peacefully sleep.
Oh,
that's
adorable.
Yeah, I'm going quite literal with the translation here, though. But then he also talks about kind of feeling the wind through a window, the breath of a dream, and listening to the sound of the rain falling, the raindrops and stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah. So the reason why that is kind of significant is because Kathmandu, which is a city in the South Asian country of Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they are renowned for the wind chimes that they make in all kinds of different shapes and sizes.
Right.
And they're known for creating like this really musical sound, very haunting and very
mm-hmm.
lingering.
Mm-hmm.
So the lyrics actually say, you know, it sounds like that wind chime in Kathmandu that we once shook. And he kind of talks about like the feeling of this lingering, haunting melody.
Right.
So the idea behind the song is that it's kind of about leaving the anger behind, because the wind chimes from Kathmandu are supposed to have like this very therapeutic effect as
I
well.
See.
So yeah, it's about leaving the anger behind, feeling the wind, hearing the rain, and letting this sense of peace settle over you. Kind of just enjoying the moment, the subtlety and the tranquility of this world, and kind of just being together in this moment.
Right.
It's kind of like that.
It seems like you have a theme for your songs today. Like the first one was about moving on after a heartbreak, and this is one about leaving your pain behind, kind of. Is that your theme, or is it just coincidental?
I will say this to our listeners right now. That was not on purpose. This is a coincidence.
He's a natural.
I just have a knack for these songs, I
yeah.
guess you could say. Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, Kathmandu's Wind Chimes by the one and only Wang Feng. And right after that, we will have our Canadian Artist of the Week. So stick around, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh,
everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed
up. Ugh, isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Diversify your university involvement and experience a new culture today.
Isaac UBC is the world's largest student-run organization that specializes in helping you get an internship or a volunteering opportunity abroad.
With thousands of opportunities in over 127 countries and territories, this is truly an international experience.
Apply today at isaac.ca. That's AIESEC.ca.
存在，感受窗外梦的气息，感受这苍茫岁月里两颗孤独的心。就像我们都未曾见过的那专家的满肚的风里，他不在这里，无处可寻，可他在我们心底挥之不去。宝贝，你知道我们的战争没有输赢，还不如默默的亲，让暮云慢慢散去。倾听雨，倾听祈祷，倾听泪水滑落的声音，倾听这放浪声音一声恳请。就像我们都未曾摇下的那穿插的满肚的风里，他不在这里，他无处可寻，可他在我们耳边挥之不去。就像我们都未曾见过的那穿插的满肚的风里，他无处可寻，可他在我们心挥之不去。
Fly, tell me what you're into, let me act up, back up, tell them I'm a threat this year, yeah. rep a coast, but I'd rather rep a hemisphere. Feel the feeling though, I know it's in your veins. Come and bring it, girls, catch a little fake. You know I'm here if you need that break to turn to. I know you got work, forget your curve. You can stay up, up. Let me raise this roof that we be under. When the street lights come on until the sun come up. If they do it like us, know that we can do it better. I know the party started when I entered, so tell them
I can turn you all the way up. If you like it to, let me do it.
They hear it sound, we're around. Even when it tells you turn it down, I want you to pull up, chill out, and get lifted, get lifted, yeah, yeah, yeah. Young college girl, what's your life like? All eyes on you like it's fight night. And you ain't even looking for the right type. And if the mother bitches hating, tell them bye-bye. I'm riding high, I'm looking slow. Rapping from my city like I'm Biggie on that Brooklyn flow. Yeah, they staring at me, I'm like, hey, no, what you looking for? They told me that I changed because my cockiness is overdosed. When that beat switch up, I feel just like a million. Dollar bitches, holla, plus my click, we keep it drilling. If they do it like us, know that we can do it better. I know the party started when I entered, so tell them
I can turn you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn your mood on up. Tell them, oh, don't kill my vibe. They can come pull up, chill out, and get lifted, lifted, lifted.
And if the neighbors say the music's too loud, turn it up more until the cops shut it down. And girl, you're looking fine, baby, you just shut it down.
Shut it down,
shut it down,
shut it down,
shut it down. Yo, every hood, every perk, tell them pick up the work. And if you give me time, here's a memory in return. So baby, give me time, baby, now give me time. And baby, sit back, unwind. And you should know
I can turn you.
I can turn you up.
All the way up.
Let's go.
If you like it, let me do it.
They hear it sound. Deep breath. Even when it tells you turn it down, I want you to pull up,
pull up.
Chill out,
chill out.
And get lifted, get lifted,
get lifted.
Okay, guys, we just heard two songs back to back. The first one was by the new icon of Chinese rock, Wang Feng, his song Kathmandu's Wind Chimes. And right after that, we had Toronto-based rapper D Pride and his song Lifted from his 2013 EP Canal in Richvale. So, Michelle, can I get some thoughts from you real quick? Because I know you're actually relatively new to both of them.
Yes, yes, yes. I really like the Kathmandu's Wind Chimes thing. Just seemed like a really, you know, chill cruising song that, you know, you would listen to on the road. And man, Toronto artists, Toronto, woo, represent, gotta
represent.
Love T.O., loved him, great, he seems like a really gifted and talented person. I hope he really gets a big step in the industry.
Yep, and you know, D Pride is actually releasing a new studio project on February 2nd called Plan A, so you really gotta appreciate the symbolism behind that,
yeah.
Kind of the idea that this is not just a hobby, this is not a gimmick at all, this is life, this is what I'm doing, so you know, you want to keep an eye out for that, so support talented indie artists like Deep Pride. You can find all this stuff online, SoundCloud, YouTube, and of course support Chinese rock music. Very good stuff.
Yes.
And now actually we're going to dive right into the next segment of our show, where we catch up on some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world this past week with Asian Entertainment World. So Michelle is going to set us off. Michelle, what have you got for us this week?
All right, well, I will start off with a little update from last week news. Actually, do you remember the B1A4 concert fan meeting special thing they had in one of the in
Kuala Lumpur,
yeah
in Malaysia, yeah.
Malaysia, right? So there's actually an update. So B1A4's entertainment company came out with a response to this outburst, and so I'm just gonna quote a couple little things they said. They explained fully what this event was. So during the, you know, the skinship parts, they were actually just reenacting moments in K-drama. Mm-hmm. And the MC of the event actually asked the girls, you know, for permission, you know, before they were in doing the skinship thing, just to be considerate of their Muslim culture. Okay. So that part was not mentioned last week. And I'm glad that they came out with a statement like this to clear it up.
Okay.
So right now, the host organizers and the event promoters are actually being blamed by a NGO government. NGO organization, sorry. And yeah, so this Malaysian NGO organization has actually spoken warnings against the K-pop industry.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, shots are being fired here. And that they are attempting to infiltrate and influence the Muslim community and Islamic culture. So they really hate these K-pop boys, especially. They call them, they don't even call them boys. They say they're just pretty, you know, pretty fake things.
Oh.
So it was pretty, yeah, shots were fired. And I guess we're going to have to stay updated for what happens next, because there's a huge tension right now.
Okay, yeah. I can imagine where they're coming from. I really can.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this is, I maintain my stance before, this is something that the parties involved themselves will have to work out.
Exactly.
You know, this is, it strikes me as kind of weird, because K-pop has been a pretty big thing from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And it kind of just strikes me as a little weird, as it was this one incident that kind of stirred up all this controversy, when you think that, you know, it might have rubbed some people the wrong way in some kind of capacity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we'll leave it at that then.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Keep us updated on that, Michelle. Mm-hmm.
Yep, no problem. And for the second part of the news in K-pop industry, if you don't all know, there is a actor, model, K-pop girl. I don't even know how to explain her. Her name is Clara. And she is part of the Polaris Entertainment Company, and she has actually filed a lawsuit against her agency. So you kind of hear this a lot, but this one's kind of weird, because it's she actually had 3 years left on her contract, but she charged the CEO for sexual harassment, which was like, what? How does this? Like, she's a very pretty girl. She's like number two for most beautiful woman in Asia or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and she said that this married and 60-year-old CEO allegedly sent her inappropriate text and also fired her manager without reason. So I had to read more into this. This is really weird. And the company has released a statement back saying that they actually, like, she lied about that because she was trying to get out of her contract.
Okay.
Because the backstory is she wanted to start up her own agency, and she was doing under table work for that while she was still with a contract with Polaris. So that actually she could have been sued for and publicly exposed, but they kept off of that and asked her to stay faithful with the contract, but she came out with this sudden sexual harassment charge. So, I don't know. And her father's even also related to this, and he's being investigated. So,
okay.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I see. Well, you hear, recently you've been hearing quite a lot about this contract dispute business.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially from K-pop.
Mm-hmm. SNSD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems something, because we really don't know the full story right now, because in situations like this, you know, a news report is kind of staying, you know, kind of just reporting as they see it.
Yeah.
We don't know the full story, and sometimes, like, I get this feeling that we probably never will, but definitely this is interesting. There are definitely cases, you know, some people are genuinely mistreated by the company,
yeah,
or
yeah,
unfair contracts or something like this. We
don't
know what it is right now.
Right.
You know, hopefully this works out for both parties. Hopefully they can settle this in an amicable way.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it'll be updated a little bit more and maybe even resolved by next week. So I'll bring you that next week if it comes up again. Steve, how about you, your side?
Okay. Now, I only got the one story from
the
Chinese entertainment world, or Chinese language entertainment world.
Yeah.
And this one is pretty significant, because this is a continuation of something that occurred before, but also because this kind of holds a bit of a larger significance than just the entertainment world.
Right.
So here's the thing. Have you ever heard of a Hong Kong-based female singer named Jem?
I think maybe once, but it doesn't ring a bell much.
Okay, so a little while ago, she stirred up some controversy because a lot of people kind of, I guess you could say that they kind of took her quote-unquote diva-like attitude the wrong way, seeing that she was inconsiderate to media, she was inconsiderate of just her peers as well, and how she was just acting a little bit arrogant. So this is kind of a follow-up to that, because this is her kind of stirring up some more controversy as well. So essentially is that she recently came off of a world tour. She's actually, it's actually wrapped up now. And she returned home to Hong Kong to hold a 5-day concert called Gem XXX Live World Concert Tour.
Okay.
And this happened in Hong Kong, and it started on January 14th, and it ended yesterday on January 18th.
Okay.
So essentially what happened is that it's been reported that this concert was one of the most expensive ever held in Hong Kong entertainment history. And there's just been a lot of stuff coming out about how she's arrogant, she has attitude problems, and apparently she was a little bit disrespectful to senior singers. So basically I'm looking at the article right now, and it says controversy continues to stir for Gem at her Hong Kong Coliseum concert. It was said to be one of Hong Kong's most overpriced. That's they use the word overpriced here.
Okay.
But the biggest problem is that not only was this concert overpriced, I mean, like, fans weren't allowed to bring their own light sticks.
Whoa.
And each seat was supplied with a glowing bracelet.
Whoa.
But only fans who were sitting in more expensive areas were allowed to keep them. So the other fans actually had to leave them there for the next set of concertgoers the next day.
What is up with that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, many fans, were upset that Gem's set list only included 6 Cantonese songs. And that's despite the fact that the majority of Gem's discography is actually in Cantonese. And some of them were a little bit upset that she didn't perform the song Where Did You Go, which is the song that kind of made her this household name in Hong Kong. She's the most in-demand young star in Hong Kong right now. So she got popularity in mainland China by competing on a singing competition show called I Am a Singer. So some of the harsher critics actually called her concert mainland China's I Am a Singer Night and suggested that she give up her Hong Kong citizenship in favor of Chinese citizenship.
That's harsh.
So yeah. So they were just really they were just criticizing her for singing majority Mandarin songs rather than Cantonese songs. And some of them even went as far as to say, you know, what I just said, give up her Hong Kong passport. You know, her fan club has remained supportive. They left encouraging messages for her and dubbed her as Hong Kong's pride. And they told her not to be unhappy and that she still has many fans who will continue to support her. This is kind of interesting to me because some people from Hong Kong do have a very strong opinion about mainland China. And, you know, I can see where this is going because it's essentially them calling her out for being a sellout. Because she's, like, kind of ditching her background or her foundation in favor of her recent fame. So I don't know. How do you feel about something like this?
Well, I was just thinking, like, if they're complaining about the prices, like, no one's forcing them to go, like, there must be a reason why they want to attend the concert in the first place, right?
Right.
And just the thing about the divaship, like, that's not something that, you know, that's rare. You see that a lot, you know, with really new and even long-term idols and celebrities in this industry. And I was just thinking, I just lost my thought, but I was saying that if she did really have a problem, like the diva problem, I don't know, maybe we should check the sources once more. But I think I could believe something like that. And if she wakes up from that and fixes her attitude, like, I was wondering, because in the Chinese pop industry, is seniority a huge deal like it is in K-pop industry?
I don't know if it's as much of a deal in China as in Chinese industry as it is in Korean.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a cultural thing as well. Like, you just respect, like, people who have kind of been there before you, kind of paved the way before for you and stuff. So, Again, you know, Jem has remained actually fairly quiet about this.
Okay, okay.
So we haven't heard her side of it yet. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just critics going off. So I'm going to keep you updated on this as well.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. But for now, that'll actually wrap up our new segment for the week. We please do tune back in next week, as we'll have likely some updates for you and just cover some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around, guys.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's just skip all the chatter and go right back to the music. Michelle, what's the next song? Let us know.
All right, so K-pop again. Epic High featuring MYK, their new album Shoebox. We're going to be playing their song called Shoebox. And Epic High is consisted of Tableau, Mythogen, and DJ Two Cuts. Yeah, I never know how to say his name. And they're kind of like an alternate hip-hop group. They actually were on hiatus for military service for 4 years. So this is one of their biggest comebacks. And I think it was really successful. Really excited for Shoebox. How much do you like Epic High?
Love them. Absolutely love them. Let's check it out right now. Epic High featuring MYK, Shoebox.
It's gonna be a late night, but baby, I'm coming home. It's gonna be a late night, but baby, I'm coming home. It's gonna be a late night, but baby, I'm coming home. Yeah, it's gonna be a late night. Good night. 나 괜찮을까? 이렇게 계속 기다리면 숨이 멎을 텐데 잊고 아침이 눈을 뜨고 나의 어지러움 삶이 멈출 때 Babe, I'm coming home. 잠시만 기다리면 문 앞에 서 있을게. You won't ever be alone. 늦으면 눈 뜰 때 너의 곁에 누워 있을게. 첫차와 막차 그 사이는 없지. 직장이란 쳇바퀴 제자리를 걷지. 325일 고인 땀은 널 위해서. 알잖아 내가 어찌 하루 버리겠어. I'm coming home. 늦을 수도 있지만 집을 향해 흘러가는 이 시간 이 한적함이 세상의 유일한 완전한 peace. Never home without you. All alone without you. Yeah. Baby I'm on my way home.
Baby I'm coming home. 잠시만 기다리면 문 앞에 서 있을게. You won't ever be alone. 너의 곁에 누워 있을게. Babe, I'm coming home. 잠시만 기다리면 문 앞에 서 있을게. You won't ever be alone. 늦으면 눈 뜰 때 너의 곁에 누워 있을게.
Yeah. 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국 실력이 신발장에 넣고 오르막과 내리막 길 이제 헌 신발을 벗고 발자국과 발자국
And that was Epic High's Shoebox from their album Shoebox featuring MYK. Thought that was just a really chill song. I love their album, love their comeback. How do you like them, Steve?
It was good. It was it was interesting. It was actually a bit of a departure from the Epic High sound that I'm familiar with.
It was.
Yeah, it sounded a little more trancey, kind of. It was really mellow because it's not really like the boom boom clap beats that I actually remember of from the Epic High vault. Nah, but it's a cool song, though, and I definitely recommend that you check out their new album, Shoebox.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good songs, especially Born Hater.
I love that one.
Yeah, Born Hater and a lot of good collaborations on that as well, so you want to check that out. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to jump this right back over, bring it back, yeah, over to Mandarin Pop, over back to my territory a little bit.
All right.
And this is something I just want to ask you really quickly,
yes,
because I know some of your friends are a big fan of this singer. Have you ever heard of Qu Wanting?
I'm sorry, man. No, I've never heard.
Even Wanting Qu?
No. Well,
okay. Well, anyway, she's actually a Vancouver-based Chinese pop star, and she exploded onto the scene back in 2012 with a song called "我的歌声里," which just means you or.
I'm going to leave that to you.
So basically, it's also called You Exist in My Song. So it's about kind of having this romance and then it disappearing, and then kind of like her loves. Existence in her song, in her dreams. It's kind of like just like a way of remembering that. So she has this song, very romantic, very chill. Everybody who listens to Chinese music knows about this song and probably sings it at karaoke too. So let's check it out right now.
All right,
Qu Wanting, You Exist in My Song. Qu Wan Ting, You Exist in My Song, one of the biggest hits of 2012, and it's still a karaoke favorite to this day, as you can imagine. Yep. So I really like simple piano ballads like that. There's just a certain charm about them, you know? Because like it's got a certain melody, a certain, I guess you could say, a certain nuance that can't really be recreated.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of that one? Because, you know, I think, because I think you mentioned to me your friends love that song to death,
yep,
and probably show and yep, showed you, like, I think it was like 10,000 covers of that,
yep,
song. So
yep,
what'd you think though? You heard the original.
Not gonna lie, I don't know much about Mando or Canto pop, and the fact that I know this song and I recognize this song means it's pretty famous. I loved it. I don't know what about it. I don't know what she's saying. I can't follow along. I try to, but I really just can't. But I love it so much. It's just, yeah, it has that feeling. I don't know. This soothing, really romantic feeling. I really liked it. And I hope you're going to sing us a line of the song, because I would love to hear that, Steve. Yes, yes.
Right now?
Yes, I just surprised you with, yeah.
Okay, maybe some other day, maybe some other
okay
day. But I think I mentioned in passing that I will only ever sing on air if you actually ambush me,
which you
actually just did. But
yep.
Okay, if that's the case, then I promise that one of these days I will do it. But anyway, speaking of good ballads, though,
yes,
I believe you have another fantastic
ballad group lined up. Yes, okay, so here is Spica, and they've been around for a little bit. They're a girl group, five-member girl group under B2M, and their album Russian Roulette will be playing I'll Be There. It's a great song. I love the choreo. I learned a bit of it. I still need to learn the rest of it. It's really upbeat and really cute, and I think it's just a nice ending to the day, because it's like, I'll be there, you know? No matter where you are, I'll be there. If you need me, I'll be there. And just a little bit about their name, Spica. It's actually the brightest star in the Virgo constellation. So,
interesting.
Yeah, they're hoping to be the biggest star in the K-pop industry. So I don't know if you heard much about Spica.
I've listened to Spica quite a lot, and I do like some of their songs. This one I have not heard, so this will be new for both myself,
yay,
and probably some of the audience as
okay
well. Okay, Spica, I'll Be There, coming up next.
I'll be there.
Oh,
That was Spica's I'll Be There from their album Russian Roulette. We're going to wrap things up now, Steve, with the last song of the day.
Yes, the last song of the day is by the Mandopop King Wang Lihong, his official return to music after almost 2 years away. It's called Lie Xin and also translates to Cracked Heart. A very simple message behind it. His heart is broken. It's split in two, and it's only when he's with the love of his life that he's really complete. And unfortunately, that's actually all the time we have today, so Wang Lihong is going to play us out.
And as always, if you have any requests for myself or Steve, please email them at asianwave101@gmail.com. Or if you have any thoughts on today's news, feel free to send us an email. Let's get this discussion going. We would love that same email, asianwave101@gmail.com. And this has been Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Michelle.
I'm Steve.
And we'll see you again next week.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Take care.
经过一